You know, I think several things stood out to me. One, I was really proud of our guys for the way they responded in less than 24 hours. You obviously were disappointed yesterday and challenged some guys, called some guys out. I loved the response. We were ready to play. And certainly Tracy, our older guys, had our whole team ready to play, which I thought was great. We had great energy. I loved the vibe of our team. I thought we played really hard. In the first half, it may be about as good as we played defensively all year. I thought we were terrific and couldn't have played much better. Unfortunately, while we were doing that, we missed shots. Thought our execution was pretty good in the first half, and we had some really good looks that we just didn't knock down as we typically would at a certain level or percentage that, for quite frankly, I felt like we should have the lead at the half and just, you know, weren't able to get over the hump with our lack of shot making. So we start the second half, and I thought we really battled and got up the lead at 44-42. Then it's 44-44, and Hill picks up his fourth foul. And I thought that was a big play in the game, big play. They go on a 7-0, 9-0 run. It's 53-44. We call timeout and get him back in the game. But I thought that was really the key stretch in the game that kind of broke it open. Then we were scrambling a little bit from there. Against a team of that quality in this type of environment, you don't get stops, you know, but 2 out of 13 times during that stretch where it went from 44-44 to where they got the lead that they did, it's tough to win. And then, you know, we did a good job of taking care of the ball for the most part, but we just had some key turnovers that also attributed to those 11 times they scored in those 13 possessions, a couple uncharacteristic ones by Trace. You know, we just added insult to injury a little bit there. But, you know, I liked our fight. I thought certainly not only today but yesterday, probably the two bright spots as we move forward were Black and Lucas. You know, I thought that Black is starting to get his feet under him a little bit and had a good week, and we're going to certainly need him. He's a big part of what we do moving forward. Thought he was terrific on the glass. Shot a real high percentage all week against very, very good competition. And then Lucas, obviously, you know, yesterday I threw him in there and when you're a freshman, you get thrown in to go against that pressure. And I thought he earned an opportunity to play a little bit earlier today with the way he's been playing. He's been getting in better shape coming off that injury and has been able to play harder, longer, understands what he's doing more. And then today, again, he took advantage of the time that he had. And I thought he played really, really well. And I think that bodes well, not only for him, but certainly for us moving forward. Questions?
Talking about Lucas, seemed like the offense maybe flowed the best early in the second half when he was leading it. Can you expound on that a little more? You left him in longer than most games.
Yeah, he obviously has a gift to pass. He's always had that. You know, his biggest thing was that he missed the summer and the preseason in its entirety due to having the foot injury and the screws in his foot back in January. So he didn't start with us until October 3rd. So trying to get his body where we needed to get his body, you know, obviously Fletch does a great job, was a big thing for him. And getting his conditioning level to the point where he could play some extended minutes over the last month, a month and a half, and in addition to him learning the system for the first time. And I think he's grown a lot, and his teammates are starting to trust him more. We certainly are as a staff. He's gotten himself in better shape. Than where he was before we started the preseason practices in early October. And I agree with you. I think our offense was, especially early when we got going there a little bit, took the lead 44-42. You know, I thought he did a great job of quarterbacking our team, making guys better, making the right pass, playing the right way. And like I said, that bodes well for us. It's good. I mean, and the greatest thing about him is he hasn't pouted at all, you know, because a lot of freshmen certainly want it now. And he's just kind of stayed the course and understood that his journey's a little bit different than others because of what he came off of in January.
John, apart from Malcolm and LaRon being your two most effective players on the floor today, was there anything else that kept DJ off the court?
No, not really. Obviously when we added Lucas to the rotation and thought he had earned it, Rob, you know, and then AJ with, you know, we wanted to give him an opportunity today. I thought it was a better game for him today. And he took advantage of it, played with good energy, made a three. And then Lucas obviously played really well. And so, you know, when that happened, we made the decision to kind of play those guys a little bit more today.
The first half, the ball moved really well, within the offense, and then I think in the second half, when Florida State sort of pulled away, it was devolved a little bit into a lot of dribbling. Just what was the issue?
Yeah, too much dribbling. I didn't think we got open as well as we did in the first half, Scott. I didn't think that the ball moved nearly as well. We had the one possession, and Malcolm played well, as Rob alluded, both ends. I thought he really competed, but he had the one possession where he, dribbled 15 times by himself. You got to pass the ball. We got to get open. Got to be strong with the ball. Got to get the ball to where we want to get the ball. I would agree with you. I thought we were better at that in the first half, as crazy as it sounds, even though we didn't make shots. We didn't score as many points. We didn't make shots. In the first half, I thought the ball moved better. We just missed. Second half, I thought early in the second half, our quality shot possessions were good. But the last 10 minutes, I thought they were just okay.
Malcolm had struggled this week with his shot and maybe just not knocking down that. What did you see maybe where he was able to get into a rhythm finally?
Well, he was in a real rhythm. He had made two or three there in a row and then obviously got the fourth foul, and that took him out of rhythm a little bit, but he went 2 for 4 from three and he got it going today. Those are shots he can make. Obviously, it's a gift to make those. This past Monday night, he didn't make them. He had a lot of them that he typically makes, not a lot different than the ones he made today, to be honest with you. We just continued to tell him to be aggressive and take the ones that are within his role, and he did that today. And fortunately for him and for us, he made a few more of them.
We talked about Tijon and Aaron getting 4 minutes, but was Thorne starting? Was that a response to his game yesterday, or just because Florida State centers 7-1 and 300 pounds?
It was a response to his game yesterday and the energy level he had. And, I felt like that mixture of him and Finke, and he's gotten healthier. His journey's been a little bit different, too. Everybody wants it now for him. He's coming off of that injury, and then, it took him, and we had to really monitor that, make sure that the knee was healthy, which it is, and he's moving great. But it's taken him a little bit of time to get in the type of condition that he was in at this time last year. And I think we're starting to see him get better and better and better with that. And thus, his game is improving. And that also is a good thing for our team moving forward.
Yeah, when you've got two of your better shooters, Finke and JCL, go over 12 combined, is that going to be a tough game for this team?
Yeah, no question. Obviously, we needed them today, especially in this game, Scott, because they're so big. On paper, the second tallest team in all of college basketball, average height. So they're huge. You saw them today. So, our ability to make perimeter shots gets accentuated in a game like this. And today we didn't make them, with a couple of those guys. I thought that, for the most part, Tracy, Finke, and J. Cole's looks, they were 1 for 11 combined from three. And those guys have been shooting the ball really well, especially coming into this week. I'm going to say conservatively seven or eight of those 11 were really good ones, either late lately contested or not contested at all. We didn't make them. Obviously those things make a difference, but they're not trying to miss them. I can assure you that. So we gotta. They'll come around. I believe in those guys, and those are the guys we want taking our good ones. They've earned that right.
Past seasons, you've settled into an 8 or 9 man rotation by the time of the conference. Right now, it seems like it's still 11. DJ didn't play today, but he's been 15 minutes this game. And LaRon is back, and so there's a rotation there in the bigs. When do you think you're going to be settling down to more of a
rotation? Yeah, great question. I don't really know the answer to that. The players will determine that, but we're clearly not at this juncture. For a variety of reasons. Guys, health, stuff that they can't control, their conditioning level of when they came back, when they started practice. Obviously, LaRon was out the first two exhibition games and 4 regular season games, so... But there's still some synchronization there, and there's no question about it. We're not quite with that rotation hitting on all cylinders yet, I would agree with you. But we'll get there, and hopefully sooner than later. We certainly want that to happen, but it's got to evolve. I wish I could, ram a square peg in a round hole and just make it happen. But, LaRon needed to play this week. He hadn't played, so we got to, Tijon's evolving. So part of that, those things start to figure into the equation as we start to solidify rotation.
Take the last question here from Scott.
Maybe you mentioned yesterday that, the challenge this week and how it's good for the team.